and get back to Glenn, who, thank you very much for rescuing us, sir, from listening to me carry on all the time.
Hello, Dr. Wright. Hey, can you hear me?
I surely can. Go for it.
Great. Great. Yeah. Hey, so I think you're great. I listen to you all the time. I just got to start with that. And I've turned you on to a few people that I know. I just wanted you to know that. Hey, so I get migraines.
Thank you.
I'm 59 years old. I've been getting migraines off and on for at least 20 years. And I've kind of deduced that it's nitrates, nitrites, and sulfiting agents. As long as I stop those three puppies, I don't get them anymore. And I even did an experiment where I started taking them again on purpose. I'd go out and eat a couple hot dogs just to check it out. And sure as heck, I got migraines again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there anything else that I can do to reduce that? I mean, I have to cure my own bacon. I cure my own ham now. I've learned that lesson, and God help us, it took 10 years for me to learn that. But is that typical? And is there anything else I can do medicinally that you think would help?
Well, that does happen in a minority of individuals. I wouldn't call it typical, but you're absolutely correct. It can happen in 10-15% of migraineurs to be sensitive to the things you mentioned, the nitrates, the sulfites, and so forth. Now, there is a small possibility you can do something about the sulfite problem. Sulfites actually are supposed to be metabolized into sulfate in our bodies. It's a difference between how many oxygens there are, and you can look that up in the chemistry book, but the body in the liver specifically adds an oxygen to sulfite. Now it's sulfate. Now, the big difference is that sulfate is not only relatively harmless, but sulfate itself gets attached to other molecules the liver wants to get rid of. It's like a baggage claim check, and if it's got a sulfate on it, it says, okay, this stuff goes out, rather than recirculating in the body. The step from sulfite to sulfate is catalyzed by molybdenum, the trace element molybdenum. And some people who are sulfite sensitive can eliminate their sulfite sensitivity by eliminating the sulfites. And to eliminate the sulfites, their bodies have to have enough molybdenum so that the sulfite can be turned by the liver into the harmless sulfate.
Okay, so you're suggesting to take molybdenum?
Well, I'm suggesting that you might want to get checked and see if you do need to take it.
Okay.
Now, it actually is fairly safe. It comes usually, the biggest I've seen is a 500 microgram tablet, and it usually takes two a day to get anywhere. Those are the sizes it comes in, and nobody has reported any overdoses on 500 or 1,000 micrograms of molybdenum. Having said that, that hair mineral analysis thing that I was talking to a lady about a little bit ago, it's pretty strong on being able to report whether you've got an average amount of molybdenum or below average or above average, and what you don't want to be is above average and taking more.
Right. Okay. Okay, I got that. Now, is that over the shelf, off the shelf stuff?
Yes, it's in all the natural food stores, compounding pharmacies, Toma dispensary. They all got it.
Cool. Go ahead, sir. Sorry.
Oh, I was going to say it's spelled weird. I'm sorry, I can't spell it. M-O-L-Y-B.
I've seen it before.
Oh, good,
but
good.
Chemical. But interesting. So you don't think there's any special oddity about me other than it's just a certain percentage of people don't like those preservatives, and they don't even know what it causes. God knows what it causes or how it does it, right?
Well, it's constriction of the blood vessels, sir, big-time constriction of blood vessels. And the one other mineral that's helped folks who have migraine kind of cross the board have at least less migraines. I didn't say take some away, because we got to take away the toxic stuff too, like you did. But it helps the migraines be less and less frequent is good old magnesium, because magnesium helps keep the muscles more relaxed. And it's the blood vessel muscles that are spasming.
Right. So, okay. Yeah, magnesium, I have a friend taking that for bowel movements, and if I understand it right. So maybe that's it. Yeah, okay, cool. I'll try doing that too, sir. Hey, thank you very much. Dr. Wright.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling, sir.